We're in this really cool city called Lahti. It's about an hour north of Helsinki. So we'll be here training this week, and then we have World Cups here before we fly over to Oslo next Monday.
Wow, and more races in Oslo after Finland?
Yep, we have a city sprint in this city called Drammen, which is about a half an hour south of Oslo. And then the last World Cup race of the season is in Oslo at the Holmenkollen. It's a 50K. It's kind of the big finale of the World Cup season. And then there's actually World Cup finals after that in northern Sweden.
So tell me about the Olympics. How was your experience?
It was great. It was a whirlwind of the whole 3 week period from when we arrived to when we left. From an athlete's perspective, it was really well organized, and the conditions for the most part were really good for racing, and they did a great job with putting on the races, and there are a ton of spectators up there every day. The Olympics is always such a great opportunity to see so many international communities come together, not only with all the athletes there, but with so many spectators from around the world. We all walked away with it, just proud to have been there, and very few of us really had the best races of the season there, but it was just great to be there and be giving it our all and having fun.
How many races were you involved with, Simi?
I ended up doing three. My first race was the individual sprint, which was the one that I was focusing on most. It was an interesting day for sure. It was, I think I'd be lying if I said that I wasn't a little disappointed with how it turned out. I felt great that day. My energy was really good. I just, felt like tactically I made some mistakes in the quarterfinal. With sprinting, it's such a short race that, if you're not kind of doing everything perfectly, it's hard to move on to the next round. I broke a pole really early on in the race and kind of got stuck in the back of our pack, and then just made some tactical mistakes with getting boxed in on the big climb. But, it's as it always is, it was just a great experience to be there. And I think races like that definitely leave you hungry for more and wanting to come back and do it again and prove yourself a little bit.
The team going into the Olympics was really the best, it's ever been. I mean, are you guys all like sort of disappointed? Are you looking to the next Olympics? What's the feeling?
I think that we're all a little bit frustrated with kind of how the results read after the fact. I think that, there's no doubt that our team is capable of doing right now, and we have, a lot of people on this team that can go out and, score a top five on the World Cup on any given day. I don't think our team has ever been like that in the history of our team before. So there were for sure some disappointing races for some people. But at the same time, it's cross-country skiing, and it's always unpredictable, and that's what makes it really fun for us and makes it the sport that, makes us want to keep coming back for more and pushing harder and training harder and training longer.
Thanks a lot, Simi.
Awesome. Thank you, Marcy.